if you will. Let's look at, we're going to look here at a couple, Luke chapter 6. And I just have in my heart to remind us of some things that we are taught well here. Our pastor teaches us so well concerning the subject of divine healing and health. And I just know that this is part of our keeping power, the keeping power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God for us. And let's look at this scripture here, Luke chapter 6 and verse 44. Look at a couple things here, a couple verses. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth what is evil, for his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. Now, I like that. That last part here, it says, like the whole thing, but the last part says, for his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. The 20th century version of that says, what fills a man's heart will rise to his lips. What fills a man's heart will rise to his lips. Now, that's real important. You know, let's look here at, now let's go to Matthew 12. Jesus is teaching, and from Matthew's account here, he says some things that we'll elaborate a little bit more. Matthew 12. And let's look here at verse 45, or excuse me, not 45, 33. It says that either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how do you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man out of his good treasure brings forth what is good, and an evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth what is evil. Let's stop there. So a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, an evil man out of evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. The thought here is that your heart, my heart, our spirit is the treasury. Our heart is the treasury, or it's the treasure box. It's the place of storage, all right? Your heart is a place of storage. And the treasure that comes, well, that's put in the heart or in this treasury, and what comes out of this treasury is not gold, it's not silver, it's not things of this world, it is words. So your treasury, our heart is a deposit box, is a place of keeping. Whether it's good or evil, it is a place of storage. Let's keep these things in mind. It's a place of storage. It's a place where things are being stored and it's not, of course, natural things. We understand that, but it's just good to kind of elaborate and kind of get this picture of what the Spirit of God is talking about here. We're not storing cars, and we're not storing beautiful homes or things, gold and silver. No, it is a treasury. It's a deposit box. It's a place of keeping. It's a storage place, but we're either filling it with good or we're filling it with evil. And in light of what the scripture's talking about here, he's talking about that treasury that comes forth out of our heart, from our heart to our lips, our words. So we're either depositing, allowing our deposit, our treasury to, or our deposit box, or to be filled with good words or evil words. Now, I was reminded too this morning when Pastor took us to Genesis and he talked a little concerning Joseph. And remember that dream that came forth, and he interpreted, the Lord gave him the interpretation of the dream. And we need to be like those of Joseph, who not just interpret dreams, but the interpretation of that dream was that there would be 7 years of abundance and flourishing, and then there would be 7 years of famine. And we need to be those who realize we need to begin to deposit and put an abundance, if we haven't already, and really daily, put an abundance of this word of God in our hearts, so then in a time of famine, or a time of trouble, or a time of crisis. I tell you, the world, we said it, you know it, you don't have to look too far, but the world is planning and fearing, and what they're fearing is coming upon them, and planning and expecting calamity and epidemic chaos and plagues and destruction. But we are a people who are endeavoring to realize that our heart is a treasury. And when we fill our heart with the infallible, incorruptible Word of God, the Word of God is full of the Word of God. I say this often, I can't tell you that anything, but this is our light. This is everything to us. This is everything to us. The Word of God is our source, is our authority, is the integrity of our life, is the authority with which we base our life on. Because man, in and of ourselves, we have limitations. And we cannot, there's a whole bunch of dead ends. We have talents, some are especially smarter than others, and some have different great talents and different than each other. But doesn't matter how much natural ability we have and how much it may have helped us in days past, there are limitations. Yes. There are dead ends. There are, with man, impossibilities. But the Word of God, Mary said, excuse me, was it Mary? Yes, Mary from the Amplified said of Mary that when she said, no word from God, or maybe it was the angel said to her, no word from God is without power or impossible of fulfillment. As the Amplified reads that. No word from God is without power. We could say no word of God is without love. No word of God is without healing. No word of God is without wisdom. No word of God is without without power. For it and is in it is impo- let's see. No word from God is without power or impossible. It's impossible for the word of God not to come to pass to the man, woman, boy, or girl who believe it, hear it, and act on it. It's impossible. God cannot lie. Hallelujah. And we need to continue to be a people who, like this evening, what we're doing, we're depositing some things. Maybe, you know, it's such an easy thing to do in this kind of a setting. You know, I do understand, I do realize there are, in the natural, hard things, difficult things coming upon the earth. I'm not a, what would you say, hear no evil, see no evil, and act like nothing's going on. There are things going on. I understand that. But, hallelujah, we as a people, as we stay in the shelter of the Most High. I have said for years ago, for some time, and I kind of felt bad the first time I said it. Hear me out. That I been saved for a number of years and begin to hear the word of faith and begin to realize and find out my rights and privileges in Christ Jesus. And we have missed so many tragedies. We have missed so many plots and strategies that the enemy has planned against us. Most of them we probably don't even know what they are. Some of them we do and have seen some things. But I would say, maybe remember making the first time I made that statement, I just remember saying, I'm just so thankful I live a sheltered life. And I felt bad because, you know, growing up, that was kind of in some conversations, that's a negative thing, that your children or you live a sheltered life, but we're talking about a Psalm 91 sheltered life. We're not talking about being smothered and not being exposed to anything that's in the world, and not letting yourself out of your house, and not living in fear, so that you live inside your house and you close your blinds and your windows, your doors, and you don't get out, and therefore you're kind of okay, but yet really you're in this prison of your own house. No. I'm talking about getting out, hearing the Word of God, sitting at the feet of Jesus through the Word of God, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. And therefore, when we go forth, do this, do that, hallelujah, we don't experience the things that came upon the Egyptians. And therefore, let's just go there. We live a sheltered life. Amen. We all go through stuff. We all have things that come against us, but I am so thankful, hallelujah, that it's not over till it's over. It's not over till it's over. And praise the Lord. I'm just going to read this again. What fills a man's heart will rise to his lips. What fills a man's heart will rise to his lips. And this treasury, again, this treasury that you and I have begun to deposit within our hearts, it is a treasury of words. Words that create an image. Words that are filled with hope, or they're words that are filled with hopelessness. Words that are filled with possibility, or words that make us talk, and words that come forth out of our mouth, impossible. That's impossible. That could never get fixed. That could never happen to me. Oh, but I tell you, we have how would this go? A while back, I had these words come up in my heart, and I remember, let me just think, I'm going to say it right. Where you've been will depend upon what you wear. Where you've been will depend upon what you wear. The two wears, wear and wear. If you've been in the presence of the Lord, you'll be wearing. You'll know that you're clothed with certain things. You'll know you'll have the right attire on. But and our mouth always tells us who we've been talking to, or we should say it like this: who we've been listening to. Our mouth always. I tell you, there's no secret. I mean, we can close for a while, but when the pressure gets on, somehow the words are going to come out and tell us who we've been listening to, or tell the world, ourselves and the world, who we've been talking to. It's real obvious who we talk to, who we listen to. And so in order to enjoy this this sheltered life, according to Psalm 91, we have to listen to certain things, certain words. And while we're real close, let's just look at Psalm 103. We'll go back probably here to Psalm 91. But we know this. It says, verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And then he repeats this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And forget not all of his benefits. Now, I like this. This is so helpful. This is so enlightening. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. The writer here is saying, we're gonna talk out loud here. We're gonna bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, our soul is talking about he's talking about our mind here. And when we bless the Lord, when we begin to give him praise and give him thanks, it totally, if we will give voice to these words, this praise that's in our heart and this thanksgiving that is in our heart, it gets our minds, our souls, our reasoning, our unrenewed mind off of the natural and onto our God. It's so vital. It's such an important key to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, all that is within me to me, he's talking about his spirit. Spirit's already, it's already thankful, but he's addressing it. So he's not really saying anything about his body, but your body will just do whatever your soul says to do. If your soul's going to jump in with your spirit, your body just gets in line and does what it's supposed to do. Or if your soul's going to be rebellious and say, no, we're not doing that right now, I don't feel like it. You know, how many times do we not feel like praising the Lord? Lots of times. But I tell you, once you get over in there in just a few seconds, it doesn't hardly take just a few seconds, less than a minute. And it's like if you're sincere and if you're with a grateful heart, just that taking the seal off, the cap off, and opening your lips and your mouth, I tell you, it just flows like a river. It just, the praises of God will begin to flow, and just your mind begins to enjoy the rest of God and the refreshment of who he is and how great he is versus all the impossibilities and all the bad reports. So he says here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And he repeats it, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Now we're going to read these benefits, but forget not all of his benefits is the medicine of God. It's you know, Proverbs 4, we're going to hone in tonight, particularly along the lines of healing. And we know in Proverbs 4, tells us to, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health or medicine, well-being. Hallelujah to all our flesh. Hallelujah. So he's saying here in Proverbs 4, this is how you get the medicine of God beginning to take your medicine, how to get it flow and be active and do its work in our, number one, our spirit, affects our soul, and then eventually our body enjoys the benefit of the divine medicine and the divine healing that has already been provided. Let me say this too. You know, you understand that divine healing begins in the spirit, in our spirit man. So often, you know, trouble comes, symptoms come, and we, you know, who doesn't want to get rid of every symptom just as like a slap, like a snap of the fingers? And therefore, people run to get a medication, this and all this. But you know what? That's good. That's fine. You know, we'll get relief, but does it really solve the root? You know, it might get temporary relief. Maybe it will. Maybe it'll go away. But that's fine. But if we don't deal with it, I'm talking about Christians. If we don't deal with it in the spirit, it will return. Probably most of the time, it will try to come back again and try to. And if we don't, until we get that door shut and completely shut, the enemy will keep coming back and trying to put it back on us. And if we haven't grown, if we don't grow in our spirit, then he can still come back and have his way. And thank God for medicine, but I tell you, there is a divine medicine. There is life in this word that will produce in the deposit, the words that we can put in our spirit that will be so much stronger than the fears and the lies of sickness and weakness and disease. And the, like Psalm 91 talks about these deadly pestilences that are coming upon the earth. This really is good news. I'm sorry, we're just being real quiet, but it's really good news. You know, this is the way we make deposits. This is, my thought is that remembering or forgetting not. He says there's forget not all of his benefits. Forgetting or not forgetting or putting ourselves in remembrance. This is also taking God's medicine. I think also myself, I think different things in my life have, you know, my body have tried to, become weak or not be, you know, just have some things in, but in general, my life, I've been a very healthy person, but every once in a while stuff tries to come along. And you know, just taken my Bible, and I've got in the back of my Bible a list of scriptures here. This particular one is concerning healing scriptures, and I got another page in here concerning prosperity. But you know what? I've got a number of scriptures memorized concerning health and well-being. But you know, I found the best medicine is to go look at them. Go back and look at them. Go find them. So, you know, I don't have them all in order. They don't start from Genesis to Revelation. I've got them all mixed up. New Testament, Old Testament, just kind of how they came to me as I've studied. And I'll just start writing them down back here. And what do I do? I go in there and I look at them. I read them. And then I say it out my own mouth. But sometimes it takes me, I remember one particular time, it would take me an hour, hour and a half just to get through all these scriptures. And I read them slow. I'm in no hurry here. Hour, hour and a half. And I would do that every single day. And I remember I did that for 2 weeks. And another 2 weeks went by. I wasn't doing it so much the second 2 weeks that long. And I look back and realize, huh, I forgot. I haven't even had any issue with that one area in my life that I took so much time to feed my spirit and realize those symptoms weren't even there. Well, you know what? How wonderful was that? How wonderful was that to take that time and I sat in the doctor's office? Every day, in my own house, no fear. You know, you go in those doctor's offices, it's just not real pleasant. I'll just say that. That's mild. But just in my own house, in my own little chair, just taking time and going to the doctor. What am I doing? I'm depositing in my treasury and allowing an abundance of what God has to say about me. And then get up and do what I need to do, but it allowed me so that throughout the day, I'm one particular scripture, different days would seem to be highlighted in my thinking. You know, one day this, and maybe another day, maybe 2 or 3 days that particular scripture. I'm talking about after I got up and I'm going about my day, and then or else another scripture. But and I just have learned too, Jesus makes house calls. You know, people will sit, we will sit in waiting in the wait, we have an appointment, and we will wait for an hour, half hour, hour, whatever, to get in. And from what I'm, should I go there? Well, from what I understand, if you don't have the right kind of insurance, then you are way down the list, and you can wait 3 and 4 hours and to see because of insurance and whatever about it. But my point is, how about we just sit in the doctor's office at our own home, turn off the TV, turn off the bad news, turn off and how they're telling us about this is, the calamity is on the horizon, it's already started in this place and that place, there's no stopping it, there's no fix, there's failure, etc., etc. How about if we just go to wherever in our house or, you know, a break, whatever you have, wherever it's good for you, but just have a doctor's visit with Jesus, with the Word of God, and let Him speak to your heart, and let Him minister life to you. What are you doing? We're depositing in our treasury. What are we depositing? Words. 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 You know, we'll remember here that what does the Scripture say to us in Hebrews 11? By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. I mean, if the things that you and I see, the mountains, the oceans, this world, this globe, the gravity and everything that's involved, it's way beyond me. And God did that with depositing, or the deposit that in the vision and the image that He had for man and the beauty He had for you and I, and God said, and things were created. God said, and light was, or God said, light be, and light was. He had a treasury in his heart. He had a vision. He had a treasury, and he you know, I do, you know, I every time, let's go over here. I'm reminded of this. Hebrews 11. Let's just look at that same scripture. He says here, I always elaborate on this because I don't like. Well, just let me just read it here. He says, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction or the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. We could just, that part just is that the conviction or the evidence, meaning evidence is evidence. Evidence is, well, let's just read, go on. We might go back here. For by it men of old gained approval. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared. The New American says prepared, or the King James says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that that which is seen was not made out of things which are, is the King James say seen or visible? New thing, it says, by things not visible. Things that do not appear. And every once in a while, I've read a few things over the years, and the subject matter is good, but then they refer to this scripture and say that, but by faith we understand the worlds were framed and prepared by the word of God, and by things that were not seen. And they'll say it like this, and that the worlds were framed by nothing. They use that terminology, that the worlds or the things that we see are made out of nothing. And I always say, no, 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 no. That's not true. The worlds were not framed by nothing. It was made by something. And number one, it's God, but it was made by things that are invisible. It was this world was framed and prepared by things that are unseen to the natural eye, but they were substance, full of substance, full of substance. You know, things that are tangible, things that are. I mean, it's nothing. It's not a nothing. I've heard it said, I've seen it read that we just know that God made things out of nothing. No, 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 that is not true. Well, it's faith, yes, but it's words. Does that make sense? There is a difference, because we think he just was poof, out of nothing, out of, no, no, no. He made the things that you and I see by words. They were faith-filled words, life-filled words, victory-filled words, healing words, beautiful in those words, power in those words. And so the thought being here that, gosh, I don't know why we're over here, but the thought is that we are depositing invisible things, if you will, into our heart, in our doctor's office, at home, or in the car, or on break, or wherever you're at, things tangible, that's maybe what we want to say, is tangible things are being deposited, and they're not visible to the natural eye, but they're ministering to the spirit of man, and that life, those healing words, those words that are filled with healing. Now see, you know, our mind would say nothing happened, or our body would say nothing happened, I didn't get anything out of that, just those that half hour that I spent looking at those scriptures. But don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Your mind may have a little fit and say that. Don't let your unrenewed mind have its way and take control over just what happened. It is never wasted time that spending in the presence of the Word of God and sitting at His feet and humbling ourselves before the Word of God. And listening to those words that have been penned for us, so that I so appreciate the Lord. He had these words, inspired men to pen these words, so that whether we're 5 years old, 15 years old, 55 years old, 95 years old, this word never changes. It's still the same, whether we were a baby or whether we're elderly. The Word of God still brings healing. The Word of God is still full of power. The Word of God is still potent. Hallelujah. 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 No matter how you got where you're at, whether it was an accident, whether you opened the door to fear, or whether it's just an attack of the enemy, it's all an attack of the enemy, but regardless, whether we made a mistake or a sin or whatever, I tell you, God is still greater than your sin. God is still greater than our fears if we will admit it and then shut the door and let Him begin and let Him minister to us. The Word of God, and hallelujah. Then those things, those tangible things, they're invisible to the eye, but those tangible words that are being deposited in our spirit, in our treasury, hallelujah. No matter when the evil report comes or what, we'll have substance that's not of this world. Jesus said, he told his disciples, pray that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We are to be a sign and a wonder of the miracle-working power of God. That we understand and know there is no lack in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. There is no disease in heaven. Hallelujah. There is no impossibility in heaven. There is no confusion in heaven. Hallelujah. So we need to be reminding ourselves who we are so we can put on the right things. Listen to the right report. Listen to the right voice. Hallelujah. And just humbly fill ourselves. Let God fill us with His Word. Oh, you say, well, I've heard that before. So the Bible tells us, forget not all of His benefits. Why? Because we can obviously forget them. It doesn't take long to not be in the Word of God and the report of the world and just the report of the world and people and all these things. Our eyes see stuff. They can just see headlines on a newspaper stand or headlines on the magazine. And it doesn't take much. I mean, not even people talking to you, just headlines. can just cause all faith that was in your heart and strength in your body just to leave. And if we don't watch out, we will forget those things, that they will seem more real. The report of the evil report will seem more real than the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know this is not new, but this is vital. This is how we live under the shelter. This is how we live a sheltered life. So we find here in Psalm 103, he said here, forget not all of His benefits, who forgives all our iniquities. Oh, isn't that just wonderful? He forgives them all. He forgives all our iniquities. And then he says here, who heals all of our diseases. You've got to get that. All. A-L-L. All. Not most, not, you know, a good portion, you know, not the easy things, not the, you know, not just the stuff that's not an epidemic, you know, just the, you know, no. All. Nothing is impossible with Him. Nothing is impossible with the Word of God. Nothing is too difficult. I know the Lord spoke to my heart recently, and I'll have to find it. It's in Jeremiah, but He said, Isaiah, and I don't even remember exactly where it is, but I just remember He made this thought, brought this to my attention, that He would harden me to difficulties. Here it is, Isaiah 41. He says, fear not. This is from the Amplified. There is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. I like that. He says, I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. Meaning, what is that? That tells me, that says to me that there are difficult things, much difficult things. You know, Psalm 112 says of the man who fears the Lord, he said he'll not fear the evil report. That means Psalm 112 says that he'll not fear, talking about the righteous man, he'll not fear the evil report. That tells me there's going to be an evil report. If not, there's not going to be just one evil report, bunch of evil reports, but he'll not fear. And he says here, he said, and he will strengthen, he said, the Lord says here, The Lord says here, I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. What does he mean? He's saying that you get such a revelation in your heart of how great I am and how wonderful the Word of God is and how full of power it is and how full of healing the Word of God is and how it is the will of God that we walk in the health of God and how that it is we, how well, how much it is the will of God that no matter what age or what season in life or where we're at, healing belongs to we as believers. Jesus paid the price for that. And so that when hard things, when difficulties come, they will not, we are hardened to them. Meaning we rebel. Part of it is we rebel. There is a rebellion in us and we rebel against these evil reports. We rebel against sickness. We rebel against disease. We rebel against cancer. We rebel against the flu. We rebel. Hallelujah. These do not belong to us. He will harden us to difficulties so that our eyes stay on the word so that these things that do come and they are real. You understand, I know they are real, but the greater one lives in us and the greater one brings light to us and therefore they do not prosper. These things do not prosper against us. Hallelujah. Psalm 103, back here he says, and bless the Lord, O my soul, forget none of his benefits. Now these are his benefits. These are God's, this is part of the salvation package. This is part of our salvation. And I don't know about you, but when I first got saved, I was so thankful that I was on my way to heaven. And I wasn't going to hell. I know you all were too. But I just thought that was all, basically all it was. That was all the benefits of being a Christian. It was just on your way to heaven. And that's good. That's really good. But then we began to hear and find out and realize that salvation is a package. It's a package deal. Hallelujah. And in this salvation, it means more than just on your way to heaven. And if that's all it was, that would be wonderful, but it's not. He said, and according to Psalm 103, he says, and forget not all of his benefits. There are benefits of being in the family of God, and having salvation, and healing is one of them. Soundness is another. Preservation, prosperity, soundness, and really to me, soundness is all is well in every area of our life. Soundness. No, things aren't chaotic, and things aren't trouble. No trouble in us. Now there's stuff on the outside, but not in us. Forget not all of his benefits, who pardons or forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from the pit. Yeah. New American says from the pit. That sounds like Joseph. His life was redeemed from the pit. But the other versions say who redeemed our life from destruction. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful benefit. Was Neil this morning telling us he's had a job, I don't know how long he's had, but that place that he's working now, he is so excited. He's got this benefit, that benefit, this benefit. I mean, he must have mentioned it's 4 or 5 benefits. And he doesn't want to leave that place because, I mean, it's good, the vacation, just all these benefits. Well, how much more? We need to find out who we are in Christ and what salvation benefits belong to us. As good as his job is and as good as benefits as he's got, with the Lord, we have that and more. Great benefits, praise the Lord. And so these are part of the benefits. They're unseen, if you will. They're not tangible in the natural, if you will. But that's why we deposit them in our treasury so that when we need them, they come forth. Who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. I tell you, just think about these two verses, these first three verses, four verses, excuse me. And just, these benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. Let me just throw this, healing and forgiveness are a real major key. You and I have to be people who receive the forgiveness of God. There's so often people won't allow themselves to receive all that God has for them because they live under a cloud of condemnation or a cloud of guilt. And I've just been so bad. I'm not worthy to receive a provision or I'm not worthy to be healed. No. God doesn't forgive like you and I forgive. He forgives and he forgets. It's under the blood. You are forgiven. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. It's a gift. It's not something you work for. It's something we receive. It's a gift. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it, but he thought we were worthy. Or he made us worthy, if you will, to receive and deserve. But it's in his eyes that we deserve, and so just like a little child, receive it. And therefore the healing power of God can flow in your life. Because sometimes that's just a wall that the other benefits of God cannot flow and function for you. Like the Lord wants, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. I just like talking about this. It's so big, so big. I just remember years ago, I'll just throw this out now. Well, let me read this. Who forgives, who redeems our life from destruction, hallelujah, and crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. I mean, you just think of that. You have this crown, this royal crown. You know, little girls and big girls, we all want like those tiaras and those crowns just to make us think we're so beautiful. And we are, whatever. But I tell you, there is a crown of loving kindness and tender mercy that just is on our head, that wants to flow and just bring us the true beauty of heaven. Hallelujah. So not only for our life, but that we can extend it to others. That we can give it to others. It's not a manipulative thing like so too often the beauty of this world. In fact, when you think about, you know, there was Rachel, there was Sarah, there was Esther, and even they talked a little bit about David, how handsome he was, and there's other John and his son Absalom. How some of these women were so beautiful, and men were handsome, etc. But you don't see any. You don't see anybody described that way in the New Testament. Why? Because that's no longer where our beauty. That's no longer where our security is in. The Old Testament, yeah, they for whatever reason that was brought forth. But nowhere in the New Testament, even from the Gospels on, was anything ever talked about outward appearance or outward beauty. Why? Because there's a beauty from the inside. And once you receive Jesus as Lord, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Makes us beautiful. I remember after I got saved, and we were 20 years old, and I just remember, I didn't really think, no, I thought this way, but I just remember after I got saved, there were women that I had known for some time that I knew they were Christians. There was a couple of them, I say, that I just, you know, sort of, I knew them a little bit because I worked with them, but I tell you, they weren't Miss America, but I tell you, for whatever reason, when I got saved, I just remember thinking they were the most beautiful ladies, and it wasn't the outward. It was just the beauty about them that I had never seen nor appreciated. But once I got saved, it's like, oh my gosh, how pretty, how lovely. And that, again, it really wasn't the outward, it was the inward. My eyes were changed. My standard changed. My life changed. And things that I put different, standards or priorities, you know, things that I thought were of value and were not after I got saved. And it's good. We all need to keep ourselves and look well. But I'm just saying it just changes you when you receive Jesus as your Lord. Y'all know that. But I want to get to here. Why did we stop there? It says, who satisfies, verse 5, and the word, the Lord, he satisfies our youth with good things. Our mouth, excuse me. Mine says, the New American says years. But I like that. He satisfies our mouth with good things, and that our youth is renewed as the eagles. Now, isn't that interesting? Says of the Lord, he satisfies our mouth with good things. Now, you know, if you just got saved, you might think that means, and I did for many years, thought that means he can give me some good mashed potatoes and gravy. And pot roast and green beans and well, right now it'd be taco salad. That would be my and my pizza. I like pizza and nachos. I can go anywhere at any restaurant, and my eyes go looking for something Southwest or something Mexican. So it doesn't matter where I go. So that's why I don't care necessarily where we go, because I figure there's always something. There's usually always something. Sometimes there's not, but I survive. But anyway, That's just me. I could eat it every meal, just about. But anyway, he satisfies my mouth with good things. Now, isn't that interesting why he says our mouth? With good things, he renews our youth like the eagle. Well, he's not talking about, God, he will give us good things to eat, whatever you like. I believe he will, if that's what you like. But he's talking about a greater thing than mashed potatoes and gravy. Tacos. Salsa. Chips. And those good beans and burritos. Sushi? Did I hear sushi? No, you have a discriminating palate. A very good palate. I'm getting better. I kind of sort of like it. Get the right kind. Yes. But he's talking about, he satisfies my mouth with good things. He's talking about the word. He's talking about words in our mouth. He satisfies our mouth with good things. What is he talking about? The word of God. The word. And he says, so that, in the New American says, so that. So that, meaning this is the product of having the right things in. He gives us the right things for our mouth. Why? So that our youth will be renewed as the eagle. That just blesses me, because the older you get, they say that some parts don't work so well. Well, I've just determined my parts are going to work. They're going to serve me as long as I'm here. Like cars, they need new brakes sometimes. They need this and that. I don't know what all cars do, but they do. My husband takes care of all that. Tires, I don't know, but you know what I'm saying. They run out. They work hard. But I tell you, I've just determined that my body is my servant, and it is going to serve me as long as I'm talking about serving my spirit while I'm here doing the will of God in the earth. And when I finish my course, then we'll just give up the ghost and we'll just go on to heaven. Now, I just said all that to say this, that he satisfies my mouth with good things. There was a time a few years ago where, I guess they're called, what are they called, on your feet? No, the swelling over here on your bones. Not corns. Bunions. Thank you. And I noticed that my feet, the bone, I call it my bone. I'm not sure if it was the bone, but starting to swell. I use those terms because I'm really not sure what that's exactly the medical terms at all. And I just remember thinking, that is just not what I like. I don't like this. And I remember my grandma on my dad's side, she had terrible bunions. And you could see it was just really bad. You could see it way through her shoes. Her shoes were, it was just, you couldn't be hidden. It was just very, and it was very painful. And I just, I kind of noticed years ago, my feet, my bone, I just call it my bone. So I'm not sure what all is involved there, but I could just see it. And it's like, number one, it's not pretty, but to me, sorry. But number two, it's just like, if you don't watch out, this maybe could be painful. And I just thought, well, it's not going to be in part of my life. It's not what I want. So what I do, what I just start talking to my feet. I started telling my bones, you will not swell. You will not. And I don't know if it's from shoes you wear. I don't even know why this can happen. Might be because I kind of wonder if it was, wearing shoes. Too much Mexican food, yes. But I would talk to my feet. I would just tell, and I would lay my hands on my feet, and I would just say, "Bones, you are normal. You are strong, and you will not swell. You will not enlarge. You are blessed of the Lord. Beautiful are my feet. My feet are beautiful. My feet are pain free. My feet are normal. My bones function. You will not swell. You're blessed of the Lord." And I would talk to my feet. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. And that he satisfies my mouth with good things. Therefore, he renews my youth as the eagle. And I probably did that maybe for 2 weeks every day. Because I just, And next thing I know, honest truth. It's like any swelling or any enlargement is gone. And then every once in a while, maybe a year later, I kind of notice it. So it's like, does this look like it's swelling a little? Or there's just a, and so I just do it again. I just start speaking to my feet again and just saying, no. You are not going to enlarge. You are not going to, If God created the earth with his words, how much more can I just by laying hands on my feet? The Bible tells us to speak to the mountain. Don't talk about it. Speak to it. And as I just speak to my body, and I don't have to get, you know, loud, not real loud, but just with authority in Jesus' name, you're blessed. I call my body blessed. I call it blessed no matter what's trouble. I just say it's blessed. And what God has blessed, no man can curse. And I'm not going to curse my body. I'm not going to talk about this or that. No, I'm going to bless it and talk good of my body. It's a gift from God. Hallelujah. It's my earth suit. This is what's keeping me here besides the will of God. But this is what enables me to have authority and have be here and do what I need to do here. And the earth is this body. So, you know, so things come to me and things aren't always, every once in a while, just little things just seem to, but it matters not. I just talk to my body. I just tell it how it's going to be. I just do. It's just a reality to me. It's just a revelation to me that we talk to things. I talk to myself often. I spill stuff or I do stuff. Oh, Debbie. Debbie. But, you know, I'm not too hard on myself. But I do. I talk to my body. I tell my fingers or I tell this or I tell my teeth or I say, you're blessed. You're blessed. Gums, teeth, enamel. Bones, every part of my body, my teeth, my mouth, we're blessed. You're blessed. You're going to serve me. I'm not going with false teeth. Thank God for false teeth, but these teeth are staying here. I hope, please don't get upset with me. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck or be rude. I'm just telling you how this is, that I just believe God takes care of us. And the word, he says here, he'll satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. We need repair. Sometimes we need new body parts. We need, you know, our body works. It does things. And while we're in this sin-filled world, yeah, things happen. But I tell you, doesn't catch the Lord off guard. It doesn't bother him one bit that we need a repair or that we need a brand new this or a brand new that. But I tell you, why not just begin, if you haven't already, speak to your body. Tell it the way it's going to be. You have authority. You have authority. It doesn't matter what Johnny says. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. Hear me out. You have authority in your life more than anybody else. And so if you just begin to talk, if you need to, you don't need to. You need to. I know you need to. We all need to. You have more authority over in your life than anybody else. Do what you need to do. Open your mouth. Fill your heart with the word, and then just like that abundance that's in your heart, it'll come out. And I tell you, it just works. The word of God, there is no word from God that is impossible of no word from God is without power or impossible of fulfillment. Hallelujah. You speak to your body. You speak. Speak up. We mentioned this the other night. Speak up. You got to speak up. You cannot be silent. We got to speak up. Somebody's going to speak up, and it might as well be you. If you fill your heart, you fill your treasury with words, then those right words will come out. What did we say here at the beginning with that version say? What fills a man's heart will rise to his lips. It'll rise to your lips. So put the right thing in. The bad report will come, but put the right thing in so that the right words will come to your lips. Hallelujah, and will bring victory and life to you. Hallelujah. Now, I know these things aren't new, but Paul said he told them in Philippians. He says, "I'm putting you in remembrance." He said, "It's not grievous to me," but he says, "This is a safeguard for you." That's why we say these things. It's not hard for us either, but it's a safeguard for all of us. And so we need to keep hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God, and it'll bring life to our hearts. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for your loving kindness. We thank you so much for your word that is true. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on in our bodies, Father, I just thank you. The healer is here. We receive life. If you just in your heart, raise your hands. In Jesus' name, I'm just going to pray blessing and healing and life. I'm not looking, God's, you know, it matters not. Just raise your hands if you need strength in your body, a fix of a body part or organ, or it matters not. In Jesus' name, Father, you see these who have heard your word and believe your word concerning life and concerning your will, that we forget not all of your benefits. You forgive all our iniquities. Hallelujah. You don't hold things against us. Once we repent, they're done. They're thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. And you said also, Lord, that you would heal all our diseases. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the word of God going forth with power and demonstration. You confirm your word to those who believe, those who will receive life, those who will receive words whereby we are healed. Words whereby salvation and strength come to us and bring a healing and a cure. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Body parts are made whole right now. All things are made new. Father, you're the one who is able to make all things new. Organs, blood, hallelujah, new. All things become new. Father, we receive healing tonight. We receive your healing virtue. We receive words. We receive words. Hallelujah. We receive words. Hallelujah. We receive your word tonight. And we receive them for ourselves. And thank you, Father. The word, the healing power of God, the healing word of God is at work, doing its mighty power. Hallelujah. Bringing a healing, bringing a cure, strength and might. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you. This treasury of life flows in us. Flows through us. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Father, we didn't originate these things. This is you. This is your words. You're the ones who started up this. You're the ones who want us healed even more than we want to be healed. It is your will that we be healed. It is the will of God that we have victory and success and not failure. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah for life that flows. Strength from heaven. The divine life of God flows even now.
For more information about the full line of services and ministry products from Light of the World Christian Center, feel free to contact us at 3301 Southwest Gage Boulevard, Topeka, Kansas 66614, or visit us on the web at www.lotwcc.org.